China announced this week that it is banning all forms of the opioid fentanyl and classifying them as controlled substances. Fentanyl causes more overdose deaths than any opioid in the United States. And according to U.S. officials, most of the drugs are exported illegally from China. China's President Xi Jinping had promised to make the move in a meeting with President Trump in December. But it's not only illegal fentanyl that's a problem in the U.S. A series of deaths at an Ohio hospital are raising questions about the oversight of prescription fentanyl. Paige Flager of WOSU and Side Effects Public Media reports from Columbus.
Ohio is at the heart of the nation's opioid crisis, and the State Department of Health reports nearly three-fourths of overdose deaths here are due to illicit fentanyl. But at Mount Carmel, one of Central Ohio's largest health systems, prescription fentanyl has come under scrutiny. Mount Carmel says Dr. William Husel was fired after ordering, quote, significantly excessive and potentially fatal doses of fentanyl. The overdoses began in 2014 and involved dozens of patients. In a video released by the hospital in January, CEO Ed Lamb apologized.
Regardless of the reasons the actions were taken, we take responsibility for the fact that the processes in place were not sufficient to prevent these actions from happening. We're doing everything to understand how this happened and what we need to do to ensure that it never happens again.
Originally, Mount Carmel said all the patients were near death, but its investigation later revealed that five patients could have improved. That included 44-year-old Troy Allison. His wife, Christine, called an ambulance in July 2018 because he was having trouble breathing.
I really expected to go to the hospital. They would, you know, make him better. We would be home that night and go on with our lives. And that didn't happen. That didn't happen at all.
Within a few hours of arriving at Mount Carmel, Troy Allison was dead. He was given a 1,000 microgram dose of fentanyl ordered by Husel.
We'd been married 11 years, but we had been together 18 years. And he wasn't just my husband, he was my best friend.
Christine Allison is one of more than 20 families who have sued Husel, the hospital, and nurses and pharmacists. The doses in these cases range from 200 to 2,000 micrograms. The proper dosage for such a powerful painkiller varies. It can depend on weight or tolerance to opioids, or if a patient is close to death and not expected to recover. Arthur Kaplan is a medical ethicist at New York University.
Well, there are no clear-cut policies that determine how much pain medicine or what you should do about pain for someone who's dying.
Some hospital workers say they questioned Husel about the amount of fentanyl he was prescribing, but his explanations seemed reasonable, and he denies that he intentionally gave a fatal overdose.
It's absolutely fine to ask a question and to make sure that the doctor intends high doses, but ultimately it's the doctor's call.
Researchers have found other problems with fentanyl. Caleb Alexander of Johns Hopkins University recently completed a study published in the medical journal JAMA. The study looked at a potent type of fentanyl used for cancer patients and found up to half of the patients never should have been prescribed the drug in the first place.
The harm that comes from opioids is not inherent in the product. It's all about how the product is being used. And what we've seen is that far too often in the past two decades, doctors and patients have used opioids in settings where they have an unfavorable risk-benefit balance.
His views are in line with guidelines from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention that call for a numerical cap on opioid use, limiting the dose per patient. But in early March, 300 healthcare experts told the CDC those guidelines hurt patients with chronic pain. They say pharmacies are erecting obstacles to obtaining drugs, and doctors who want to prescribe more risk being disciplined.
And unfortunately, when cases like this one in Columbus come up, it has a chilling effect.
Michael Schottman is the editor-in-chief of the Journal of Pain Research.
To me, this whole notion of regulators deciding, you know, whether they be on an external level or within the hospital, deciding how much they can prescribe is absurd.
Administrators at Mount Carmel recently did just that. New guidelines limit the availability of opioids in automated medication dispensing systems, and a strict monitoring system tracks prescriptions of high doses. For Here and Now, I'm Paige Flager.